Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn. This is your co-host this evening, Pastor Valerie Burrell, here along with Pastor Carolyn and Apostle Elroy Henderson of Kingdom Ministries Global Church in Richmond, Virginia. We are certainly excited to release this inaugural broadcast for Kingdom Ministries Global Church on tonight, and I want you to just say hello, Pastor. Say hello to your listening audience this evening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Life with Apostle and Pastor Carolyn and Elroy Henderson here in Richmond, Virginia. God bless you, and thank you for calling in. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Burrell as my co-host tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. For this inaugural launch, we thought it be fitting that we would allow Apostle Elroy Henderson to be the first voice that you hear on the broadcast. Apostle Henderson is a two-time graduate of the Samuel DeWitt Proctor School of Theology at Virginia Union University, receiving a Master's of Divinity in 2014 and a Master's of Art and Christian Education in 2015. He is continuing his education in the fall of 2016, pursuing his Doctorate of Ministry from the School of Theology at Virginia Union University. He also serves as the second presiding prelate of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International out of St. Louis, Missouri. Apostle Henderson is known for keeping it real. I can tell y'all that he keeps it real. And he really only gives to you as he flows in the prophetic. He allows God to use him in such a great manner, but he only gives you what God has spoken to him. He has a cutting-edge apostolic anointing on his life and ministry, and he teaches apostolic order with excellence and without reserve in the kingdom. So everybody, can you put your hands together as we receive Apostle Elroy Henderson? Amen. Apostle Henderson, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me on the broadcast this evening, and good evening to everyone. God bless you.
Amen. So this is an endeavor, an assignment from God for Kingdom Ministries Global Church. Can you tell us a little bit about the ministry, the impact that you all are making in Richmond, Virginia, and the vision you have for the ministry?
Amen. Be glad to. Kingdom Ministry Global Church started back in January of 2010. So we've been in the Richmond area for approximately 6 years. And what God has done is God has enabled us to become a training ground for leaders as well as mission work. We have gone to the French Guiana as well as Suriname to spread the gospel of the good news of Jesus. And now we have the blog radio broadcast, and God has really allowed us to become more community-oriented in our worship experience and the things that we do. So we do a lot, and that means that we are constantly out spreading the gospel here in the city of Richmond as well as the East Coast. And now God has, through our fellowship, that the good news is also being spread throughout the country. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. You know, we hear a lot about different ministries, especially in the Richmond, Virginia area, and their intent. Oh, okay. Their intent. I got to go with God. So, Apostle, you know me.
Amen. Amen.
Their intent, as you stated, Kingdom Ministries Global Church is a place to train leaders, and we are a mission station where a transformation can take place in the lives of those who are faithful. And when you are doing this work, have you seen of late any type of shift in the attitude of the people that are seeking a relationship, seeking a word, seeking the instruction? Have you seen any type of shift in that in the last few months? Maybe say in 2016, have you seen any significant shift in what people are seeking after from God?
Yes, I have. In 2016, our prayer has been, God, send us those who want to know kingdom. And I found out in the last maybe 4 to 5 years, people use the term kingdom order, kingdom protocol, and it has become the now word for the church. And a lot of times we don't have people who understand the global effect that kingdom has within in the body of Christ. So we're seeing God sending leaders, God sending individuals who want more than a mega church, who wants more than being just in church, but they want and having a relationship with the leaders as they have a relationship with God. So we're seeing God evolving in that area. We understand that we are a training ground, so we understand that people don't come necessarily that will be staying at the ministry, but they're coming in and they're getting that apostolic training, that right now, real-time training where we're not tickling their ears or we're not fluffing up or they feel warm like a teddy bear, but they understand the relevance of the Word of God and how to practically apply it to their lives. And I believe that that's what God wants now, for us to be fully armored for the things that God wants us to do. We have to understand how to practically apply the Word of God. And God is, he's allowing us to do that through our pastor, through our leaders that we have there, that he's raising us up to heal the hurting as well as to bring deliverance to them.
Amen. Amen. You brought up a crucial point, and that, yes, many people are using the word kingdom, and it has almost become cliche. But in a compact way, can you sort of give some insight that when you say you are kingdom-minded or you have kingdom vision, explain to them what they're talking about, because as you stated, many people don't understand kingdom.
I agree. What I'm saying is the kingdom of God runs parallel with the kingdom of Satan. So when we see the hierarchy in the kingdom of God, God being the King of Kings, God being the person in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When we speak of kingdom, we speak of the same order that God has throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, that brings in the peace of God that we speak of. When we speak kingdom, we know what the protocol of the kingdom is, such as no one approaches the king except he points the scepter at the king, at the individuals, for them to come into his presence. And when you read and understand the Word of God, you see the kingdom order throughout the Word of God. You see the kingdom order in the animal kingdom, in the human race. You see the order where nothing is going above and beyond the king. And the church has lost that. We have begun now to become politically correct and not kingdom-minded, not in kingdom order, not operating in kingdom protocol. So when we step out, it's just like your body being aligned with the head. If your back is out, therefore you might have pain in your hip or in your lower part of your leg, because the alignment in that order is out of place and it needs to be readjusted. So whenever there is a maladjustment or a place where it's out of order, it creates where the blood flow, the Word of God, is not flowing as it should, because it gets to that place where the joint is out of place. And before anything really happens in the earth realm, the kingdom, that body of Christ, needs to get back into a line. And once we get in line, we start seeing the miracles. We start seeing deliverances. We start seeing people's lives change with the alignment of God. putting God first. So kingdom is just not a cliche. Kingdom is a way of life. We are kingdom citizens. We are ambassadors for Christ. God to us is that royalty that we see when the presence of God comes in, and it's the actual true presence of God come in. You just can't sit there. You have to rise to your feet as the king has walked in. I think the scripture says where it tells us about how the King of Glory shall come
mm-hmm.
in. And when that King of Glory comes in, our outward appearance has to align up with our spiritual makeup, and we automatically begin to worship the King. So it's not just a kingdom idea, but it becomes a mindset for a kingdom citizen. Just like all of us here in this local area, we obey the laws of the land. But as a kingdom citizen, we obey the laws of the kingdom. And when we obey the things of God, it makes us a better citizen here in our local area, where the manifestation of God is needed and ever present.
My, you said some stuff. Apostle.
Yeah.
Oh my. And it's wonderful, because I think it is now in this season that we're in that people really need to understand what they're connected to, and
yeah.
what the mission and vision is for the leader that they are connected to. Because I can remember back some years ago, I was at an apostolic roundtable, and one of the apostles said, you don't go to the church to be connected to the church. You go to that church to be connected to the leader.
Right.
And I think that when people understand that it's more than just being connected to, like you said, a mega or anything of that nature, if they're not accessible to that leader, then what are you really connected to?
Right.
And that's one thing that I
can
certainly, yeah, there's no connection. So I certainly do understand and appreciate everything that God is doing at Kingdom Ministries Global Church. And for you all who don't know, I am a member of Kingdom Ministries Global
Amen.
Church.
That's right.
And
Amen.
I thank God for placing me there. And I've had many people ask me as a leader of what work that God has given me with empowerment. They were like, well, how is it that you are at Kingdom Ministries Global Church? How is it? What are you doing? And I said, if you don't understand God's order, every leader needs a leader.
That's right.
You need a leader. You need some accountability. Yes, I am accountable to God. I'm grateful for Jesus, but I'm accountable to my leadership. And I trust
yeah.
my leadership to correct me, to do whatever they see fit to do in order for me to do what God has given me to do. And I'm grateful for that. So, you know, I'm saying to the listening audience, as we're having this conversation, make sure you're connected to the right thing, because that's going to be crucial for you fulfilling purpose in the earth. And that's one thing I'm grateful for with Apostle and Pastor Henderson at Kingdom Ministries Global Church. Whoop, whoop. Glory to God. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
So with our mission work, Apostle, share with our listeners some of the things that we are now doing that we're doing to make an impact in the communities.
Amen. Well, at the present time, we are actually working on receiving donations, both monetary as well as items, clothing, items that can be used to wash clothes, that we can give out toiletries and things of that nature to the victims of the last tornado that came through the state of Virginia. And right now we're working diligently on that particular project so that we can travel down to Waverly, Virginia, and set up a place there where we can hand out the clothes and minister to those that need ministry as well, hoping to do the same thing in the town of Tappahannock, Virginia, where we'll be able to go down and share, to make a presence, to let them know that we do understand what they're going through. Some have lost everything. So being the ministry that God has called us to, we feel very strongly that this is something that God will bless, and I should even go as far as say have blessed, that we need to do as a ministry. I think ministry is more than just coming to church on Sundays, but we need to go outside of the world, outside of our church. The Bible tells us to go forth into the hedges and the byways, and we need to do that. We need to go turn some bushes over and find those that are lost, those that are weary. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. That's the mission of God, and those are the things that we need to look at.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And I agree. It is already a success, and we are excited that the donations will come in such a large way that we will definitely be able to leave a lasting impact in those areas when we go and visit. So,
amen.
For the leaders, that are listening on tonight, what type of insight would you give to leaders? Because I sense that there may be some listening on tonight that have questions about where they are, what they're doing, about understanding their purpose. Because often when you're in a ministry, you find yourself being obedient to what the leader wants from you versus fulfilling your God-given assignment in the earth. So for someone who may be listening this evening with questions or dilemmas such as that, what would you offer to them this evening, Apostle?
You know, I think it's very important for leaders who are, and I'm going to use our ministry and as an example. My wife and I are very low maintenance. And when I say that, we don't need someone to carry our Bible and our briefcase and all of that, which if that's a calling on an individual, then it's my responsibility to enhance that calling. And that's with all of our leaders. We have pastors, elders, bishops, men who are deacons or women who are in the deacon's ministry. It's the leader's responsibility to see what that calling is on that person's life and not feel threatened with the calling on the person's life. And then once we identify what that calling is to do everything that a leader has the ability to do to enhance that person. If the person has the gift of preaching, then give them the opportunity to preach. And what I find is that leaders are threatened because someone might preach better than them. Mm. But the most important thing to realize, if God has called you to this place, you don't have to worry about it because where you are is where God wants you. But you have to work in the ministry that God has you in. So I don't feel threatened if someone comes in. And trust me, I understand that they can preach better than I am. I'm not threatened with my area of expertise or the area that God has placed me, but I want to enhance those gifts in someone else. With 33 years of ministry experience, we can share with leaders in different aspects of what to look for, how to understand, how to stand up and be the leader that God has called you to. So it's important, first of all, to be able to identify leaders. Once you identify them, enhance those gifts that God has for them. And I believe that gifting can work wherever God needs those giftings when people understand what those gifts are. So no leader should be affected understanding that there are other pastors there because their pastorate might be in a totally different area where you're not operating. And
Amen.
If that's the case, the Bible tells us to surround ourselves with those types of leaders. You know, my wife has a gift with children. She can identify with the young adults. I can identify with men's ministry and embracing and get them to understand that being able to worship God freely does not make you less of a man, but it makes you stronger because you're the head that God has placed in the earth realm. You
Amen.
Need to take the lead in your home. You need to take the lead in your marketplace ministry. You need to take that lead in the church. And as you take that lead, then God can bless, because, again, it goes with the alignment of the kingdom. And if the alignment is correct, everything can flow downward.
Yes.
So that I think that's very important for upcoming leaders, for pastors, for ministers in the ministry. And the second most important thing is never try to exalt yourself. Let God do the exalting.
Yes, Lord.
And the elevation.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That way you won't
crash.
Trip on. Exactly. You won't trip on your own feet. You won't crash of submissiveness. And we need to understand to be submissive is not to be weak. Being
mm-hmm.
submissive make you strong.
Amen.
Amen. And we can use Jesus as an excellent example that when he went to the cross, he had all authority and power in his hand to stop the crucifixion. But being submissive to his Father allowed him to do the will of God and hang on
Amen.
The cross that we might be saved. But when he rose from the grave on the third day, the Bible says he had all authority and all power. So being
Amen.
Submissive made him strong. And when we can get the understanding of submissiveness, it's a way that God used us to sometimes break our own agenda so that God's agenda can show up, and it makes the person better.
Amen. Amen. I certainly appreciate those nuggets of wisdom that I think when we all understand that it's the intent of the kingdom, as the kingdom expands, for each of us to come together, to be joined, as the body is fitly joined together. That's
right.
How God intends us to flow in ministry. There should not have to be a competition between this ministry and that ministry and this preacher and that preacher. But if we all understand our assignment, and as you stated, if we all stay in alignment according to God's plan for our lives, then all this other stuff would be minimized, and God would truly
yeah.
get the glory in all things.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. You know, where we meet on Sunday, we have three ministries, and if we include your ministry, the Empowerment Center, even as a member of Kingdom Ministry, we have four ministries that work together in one location. And God
Amen.
Has blessed us.
Amen.
Because we know that each one of us have a unique place in God that ministers to the holistic need of the person.
Amen.
So that when the holistic of the person is ministered to, they are not unbalanced. They're not just eating fruit, but they're getting the protein that the meat also has for them. So their spiritual makeup is not unbalanced, but it's balanced because we understand as leaders what the calling is on our lives. So we even begin to enhance each other because of the understanding. We're not killing each other, we're not pulling each other down, but we're constantly building up. And
Amen.
When that happens, God can't do anything but bless.
Nothing but bless, and he is doing just that. Amen.
Exactly. Amen. Amen.
He's doing just that. We have about another 5 minutes left on the broadcast, and we have several callers on the line tonight for our inaugural launch. And if there's someone on the line this evening that has a question that you'd like to ask Apostle, you can press 1, and we can bring you in if you have a question or comment. And time permitting, he will address that to the best of his ability. You did mention, Apostle, that we are several ministries in one location. If someone is interested in joining us on Sunday morning at Kingdom Ministries Global Church, tell them where we can be found.
Amen, amen. Kingdom Ministries Global Church, we meet every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Our worship service starts there, and we're located at 3630 Whalen's Brook Road. I don't know where the numbers, other numbers even came from. 3630 Whalen's Brook Road, Richmond. It's in the east end of Richmond. You would make a, depending on which way on Laverne, you would make a right if you're coming from the White Oaks Mall area, and if you're coming from 895, you'll make a left. We start at 9 a.m., and every fifth Sunday, all of our ministries that meet there come together for a unity service every fifth Sunday at 10 a.m. and special dates such as Resurrection Sunday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, those types of special dates. We also have that unity service where we meet at 10 a.m. at the same location. At 11:30 a.m., Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, who allowed us to come in to worship in their building, have their services at 11:30, where Pastor D.K. Hamilton is the senior pastor, and Lady Sheena Hamilton is the first lady and also the anointed woman of God. So we invite you to come and worship with us at any time. All of us are open. Praise God. We're not fighting for members. Somebody ought to say amen to that.
Amen, amen.
Amen. We just come in and worship. We also have higher praise.
Mm-hmm.
They meet with us at 9 a.m. That's Pastor Sheila Williams. So you have a spread of times where you could just come and fellowship with us. We believe in order. We believe in God. And we don't hold you a long time. We just want to come in, praise God, let God move in the service, let needs be met, and we go on about our way, and we thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Apostle, we certainly want to thank you for spending your time with us this evening on our inaugural release of Kingdom Ministries Global Church on Blog Talk Radio. Pastor Carolyn, would you like to share any closing remarks for your first broadcast?
We would just like to thank everyone for calling in, for those that have called in tonight. We thank God for our senior pastor for giving insight to who Kingdom Ministries Global Church is here in the city of Richmond, Virginia. And we bless God for what he's done and what he's about to do. We thank you for co-hosting tonight for us, Pastor Burrell. We thank you. We thank God for all of you that have listened in tonight. And we pray that God would bless you in a mighty way and that God would see you through this week safe, blessed, and healed. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we do thank each of you for joining us this evening. We will be back next Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. with another relevant teaching or expression or preaching, however the Lord leaves, as we are living life at Kingdom Ministries Global Church. We hope that you will take the time to come and visit us on Sunday mornings, as Apostle stated, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. at 3630 Williamsburg Road in Richmond, Virginia. We welcome you with open arms and hearts filled with love. Until we meet next time, we pray that you are blessed, as Pastor said. We pray that you give love to each other, and then receive turn. Again, Apostle, we thank you so much. We say God bless to each of you. Until next time, good night.
Good night.